Greetings, folks. My name is Michael Averill, and this is the Write Songs You Love podcast.
If you love writing songs or are just curious about how to increase your love of writing songs, you have definitely landed in the correct location. So, 10 years ago, I released my very first album, and that album was generated from one particular song that was called What's Life All About? Now, What's Life All About came out as a product of what was going on at the time in world events, what was going on in my life, health, and family, and it all culminated in that one question. So I did something a little bit differently with that song than I'd ever done with one before, is I thought, you know, I'm trying to figure out my own belief on this, my own understanding on this question, but I think what I need to do is go around and ask a few people. So at the time I was working at a health club, and so in the middle of a workout session, I would just drop this bomb of a question and just say, so do you mind if I ask you, you know, at this moment in time, what's life all about for you right now? And I'd get some funny looks to be like, well, that's not just a small question. And it's not a question that people are used to being asked. But if you want to start a good conversation, I highly recommend it because it generally has a pretty interesting answer and it can be surprising. And so I started going around asking more people and more people and more people that question. And what kept me going in asking that question was that everyone had a very different answer. And answer after answer, I just started kind of keeping track of what people were saying and just trying to, in a research study approach, try to draw any kind of conclusions or any links between these answers, just again, to try to make sense of that question for myself and a song I was writing. And after I got through about 100 people, I just started to see some common threads, and particularly one that really had an answer and an answer that I was looking for. And in essence, that became the theme of this album that I made called What Life's All About. And with that, I actually kind of made it into a fun puzzle kind of game that people could solve and try to figure out that answer. It was kind of like an unscramble the word search type of thing, which was a fun way to approach the whole idea. But all in all, what I'm trying to demonstrate and put out to all of you is this idea that a song doesn't have to be something that you just sit down and write in isolation and try to finish as fast as you can. That's great when that happens and is an awesome experience for sure. But I'm wondering, I feel like with all the stuff going on in the world, I know I'm feeling lots of emotions and conflicting ideas about it all, and I'm pretty sure you are too. So in the spirit of today's episode, I would just like to ask you, what's your big question right now? Or it could be a number of questions, but just wanted to encourage you to sit with that. Is there some kind of question that you're trying to figure out right now that you'd like some answers to and are maybe having a bit of a difficulty trying to come to that yourself? So with that in mind, the idea, what I suggest and would love to hear if you do this, is to make a question and then just start asking people what they think of that one by one. Could be on the phone, could be in a text message, could be in an email, in person, however way you want to do it. Just go around and don't stop at just a couple of people. I would say start with a target of 10 to 15 people that you can ask their opinions on whatever question you want to ask. And if you can do more, great. I think just more responses will just increase the odds that you're going to figure out some kind of an answer for yourself, or at least be able to see some kind of a pattern. And when you can see a pattern, then that's seeing a shared human experience. And that can be a really, really cool thing. That can be a very inspiring thing. And that can be something that turns into a really strong song. And take the pressure off yourself of trying to finish something like that with speed. This could take a while. This could maybe take a month. It could take a few months. Who knows? Depends how long you want to keep asking that question. But that's up to you. But just know that it's okay to take the time with something like that, because that's the point. That's the point, is not only just in finding responses, you're needing to marinate on all of that collectively as well. And when you do that, some pretty cool things start to emerge. So there you go. That's what I'm going to leave you with today. I'm also going to leave you, in honor of the 10-year anniversary of that first album that I did, with that very first recording that I did of that song that I released, that came at a time where I really didn't know that much about recording at all. I just did a live off the floor performance, added one little harmony, and shared it with the world. So for any of those who feel like, you know, to start sharing your music, you have to have a huge, huge album, a really big, giant sounding, expensive costing type of scenario, you don't. You know, what's more important is there an idea there worth connecting about? And is there a conversation that you can have that can help everybody understand themselves a little bit more? So that's it. Here's this song, What's Life All About? And we'll catch you next time.
Would you disagree with policies of greed you knew weren't right? So easily we give up and retreat without a fight. Is this what life's all about? Ask yourself, is this what it's all about? You could see how simple it can be to change your life. To what degree do we believe integrity is worth a dime? Is this what life's all about? Is this what it's all about? Choose your actions. Values help with what to decide. They'll even start to make you question. This is what life's all about. This is what it's all about. Found meaning, and there's your reason to speak your mind. When there's feeling and something to believe in, don't let it slip by. What life's all about? what it's all about. Is this what life's all about? Ask yourself, is this what it's all about?